FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Accident recovery specialists are on their way to the scene of yesterday's deadly bus crash on the North Coast. Nine people were killed after the vehicle rolled about 100 metres down a steep embankment on the N2 between Mandini and Kwadukusa. A complicated rescue mission to recover all the occupants ended just before midnight. The victims were identified as members of the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity in Kwadukusa's Ward 28. KZN Transport MEC Sponiso Duma, as well as the Kwadukusa mayor and leaders from the church, will descend on the scene this morning. Spokesperson of the department, Ndaba Zinhle Sabia, says a team including the road traffic inspectorate and SAPS were involved in the rescue operation last night. Sabia says the team will return this morning to pull up the wreckage.
The investigation has now been taken over by the Road Traffic Management Corporation and the SAPS and other law enforcement agencies.
A political analyst feels plans to introduce e-voting may face some hurdles. Good enough, Mashego says load shedding and cybersecurity could pose challenges to implementing the system. He's been commenting ahead of a three-day conference to discuss the prospect of electronic voting. It's being hosted by the Electoral Commission in Cape Town. Mashego says as far as technology goes, South Africa seems ready.
I think South Africa is ready for that if it can solve the issue of load shedding, because machines need to be connected to a certain electricity grid. And the moment there is load shedding, or the moment a machine goes off, you know when power comes back, there is that whole process of it really needs to restart the memory of that thing. This also speaks to issues of those that want to disrupt or want to cause confusion, that they can target the electricity grid.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has described renowned playwright Athol Fugard as an extraordinary storyteller and the moral conscience of a generation. The 92-year-old passed away at his home in Stellenbosch over the weekend. His best-known works include Blood Knot, Sizwe Banzi is Dead, Tsotsi, and The Road to Mecca. Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Makwenya says the Fugard Theatre in Cape Town is a fitting tribute to a creative whose life and works have left an indelible footprint.
Athol Fugard will be remembered for being an outlier amongst the millions of white South Africans who blithely turned a blind eye to the injustice being perpetrated in their name. As a country, we are grateful that we were able to honour the legendary Athol Fugard during his lifetime with the National Order of Ikhamanga in silver.
And Hamas has accused Israel of cheap and unacceptable blackmail tactics after the government cut off power supplies to Gaza.
I have now signed the order to cut off electricity to the Gaza Strip immediately. We will employ all the tools available to us so that all the hostages will return, and we will ensure that Hamas won't be in Gaza on the day after.
The announcement by Energy Minister Eli Cohen comes a week after Israeli officials stopped supplies of goods moving into the territory. It's part of Israel's efforts to pressure Hamas into extending the first phase of the ceasefire deal. The group instead wants to start negotiations on the more difficult second stage. Back home, the Weather Office has placed KZN's extreme western parts under a level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms. We can expect excessive lightning, damaging winds and heavy downpours today. 27 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg, 24, Richards Bay, 29. I'm Natara Nadesan. We've got you covered for the latest local and international news via WhatsApp. You can follow our channel by searching for East Coast Radio Newswatch under updates.
And coming up in your sports, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is refusing to concede that the Premier League title is gone. We'll hear from Sharks coach John Plumtree following winning the SA Shield in the URC. And we have one match in the Premier League tonight with Newcastle United taking on West Ham.